74 right now at 20 till 9. Time for our community update from the Mattoon Chamber of Commerce with Ed Dowd. Hello, my friend. How are you?
Very good. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Doing well. All primed and ready to go for Bagel Fest. We are underway.
Yes, it's going great. I mean, they've got a great lineup. Hopefully, it won't be too hot this weekend, but you know, maybe it'll cool down for everybody. But there'll be plenty of things to cool you down. So many vendors, so much fun. It'll be great.
Absolutely. Well, Ed, we've got a long list of very influential people in the city of Mattoon over the years that have made quite a big difference. And high on that list is Carrie Young, and that's what Ed's going to talk about today.
Yeah, what's amazing is she actually wasn't even originally from Mattoon. She, whenever she would visit, she just thought that she was treated so well, as you know and everybody knows. We have such a giving community, such a supportive community, volunteer spirit, and she decided to put in her will a endowment, a trust for charities that do charitable work in our community. And she started, this started in 1985 upon her unfortunate passing, and since that time, that fund has been managed so well by some of our local financial institutions, originally the First National Bank, now Washington Savings, that we have been able to give $750,000 to over 60 different nonprofit organizations throughout the community. So it's just been a fantastic legacy for her and just great for our community. Now, we usually give out around $20,000 to $30,000 a year to multiple organizations, and it's just great that we're able to help these organizations. By rule, the IRS allows us to give out a certain percentage, and it's just great that we've been able to do this. There's so many organizations that have benefited. The Mattoon YMCA is probably the number one. Big Brothers Big Sisters, Douglas Art Nature Center, the Mattoon Public Library, Rotary, Kiwanis, just so many of these organizations have been able to benefit from these funds.
So basically, when you walk around Mattoon and you see things that have improved over the years, you go, Carrie Young, Carrie Young, Carrie.
Absolutely. Isn't that amazing? What a legacy she's leaving for us.
That is absolutely incredible. Now, how does one, if you're unfamiliar with this community trust, how does one go about, do you apply for a grant? How do you do it?
Yes, any non-for-profit is able to apply for the grant as long as you're a 501c3 designation, and they could either come out to the chamber. We will have on our website the application, and couple things you need to know, that 75% of the funding must benefit the community of Mattoon and its residents. And she really loved and visiting our local parks and recreation facilities, so she was very, very much in touch with that and wanted, you know, a significant portion of these to go to recreational and facilities like that. So, like, for instance, a dog park has received funding, and apparently they're talking about breaking ground sometime this fall, which would be fantastic. But yeah, you can contact the chamber, you can give us a call, you can stop by, and we love the fact, you know, we've given out to 66 different organizations. If there's any other ones out there, you know, that are not-for-profits, we would love to help them as well.
And I was just thinking, one of the recipients also, you know, not so much in its infancy anymore, but not too old, but has really taken off, is Fit to Serve.
Absolutely. We've helped them with their community garden on multiple occasions, and what a great outfit they are. They you know, teach children how to be farm to table, and it's just great for kids to learn that. So another great organization that is well deserving of funds.
She has been gone now 37 years, but her legacy will live. She would be so proud of what she has, what has come with those funds.
Yeah, and again, the chamber, we are so honored that she picked the chamber to administer these funds and to get these to these people. It's one of the best things that we do here at the chamber.
Absolutely. Job well done, my friend.
All right, have a wonderful weekend. Stay cool.
I'll see you at Peterson Park, my friend.
Yes. All right, bye-bye. Bye.